Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Pretty good, but I've got some pressing business.
So,
because I know you usually like to have fun at the start, but we've actually got to get down to business.
Let's get down to business again.
You're not taking it seriously.
I am. I'm on board.
I'm getting down to business. Yeah, but not in song, just in serious tone. Let's get down to business.
This is a shout out to Money. Zarin, did you want a shout out?
Yeah, shout out.
I get a shout.
Sure. Do you want more shout outs?
No.
I'll give shout outs all show.
No.
Shout out again to Romani. Oh, is this Romani?
It's Carrie's shout outs. This is a
shout out to me. Yep. Okay, this was all a bit of fun to begin with.
Hang on. I haven't done my shout out yet.
Oh, no, but I just need to know something about Romani first.
You don't even know who my shout out is for.
Well, it's definitely going to be to Romani.
My shout out has six letters in it. It begins.
Seven, actually. No.
It begins with an R. It begins with an R. And it rhymes almost. It has seven letters in it, and it begins with an R, and it rhymes almost with salami. Romani, this is for you. There you go. Now, what did you want to say?
So this all started out as a little shout out to Romani, who was in quarantine a few weeks ago, and I just wanted to give her a little pep up.
And now
then
we all do.
You mocked me because I decided we'd bring in shout outs every Friday for people that just wanted to pick me up.
No, I mocked you because you made Romani call the show and then went like this. Oh, who's calling? Is that Romani?
Anyway.
My friend.
You then, the other day, got people to call up during one of our segments and give shout outs to Romani.
Yes.
And poor Romani is actually quite a shy person, and she was mortified.
You'd gotten
all these randoms to give her a shout out.
You made her call the show.
I didn't make her. I said,
yes, she did. You screamed to our producer,
yeah,
and then made it seem
me.
Like she'd just done it without her.
She knows me. All these random
the
people going shout out to Romani. It was just overwhelming for her because she's not a big sort of.
And so we dedicated a very lovely, humble person. A whole segment to shouting out to Romani,
yes.
And I see now why. Yeah. I've heard you, and I understand why that's a mistake.
Her husband laughed at her the whole night.
That's shouting her out. Should be shouting her out. You're right, Jesse. Thank you for picking up the slack where I let it fall.
Now you've given a shout out to Romani. I feel like we can tie it all up in a bow and say we love you, Romani.
See, that's the thing. So I regret doing the whole segment on Romani because I thought if we are going to make her the most shouted out person in the world, we can't limit it to a segment. 131060 at any point during today's show.
If you'd like to offer a shout out
to Romani, if you have a local paper, feel free to write them in because shout outs come in all shapes, sizes, forms.
What about your ridiculous idea that you wanted to get someone to shout out in a grocery store?
Yeah, I'll have that. If you can film yourself getting on an intercom anywhere, please
Romani
do it.
Is going to be dying.
The bigger shout out, the better. If you're another Romani that wants to shout out your fellow namesake, get involved. Give us a call at any time. 131060, Romani shout outs. We'll be taking them all show.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, let's get down to...
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've got someone on the on the phone. So, g'day, Savannah.
G'day. I just want to give a shout out to Romani.
Oh, good on you, Savannah.
Sweetheart.
Thank you for getting involved. Bless you. Thank you. Have we got more calls there?
We can't just take these calls the whole show. We've got to get to other stuff.
I don't know what they're calling about. G'day, Armani. Hello, Armani.
Hello.
How old are you?
11.
Oh, awesome. And what are you calling for?
Armani.
I love it. I love it, Armani. Good. You're right. Yeah. Almost like Romani, but Armani. Yeah. Very good.
Did you want to give a shout out to anyone, Armani?
To all the Armanis out there.
Oh, okay.
And Romanis.
Oh, and the Romanis. Good on you. Good on you. Got it in there. Good on you, Armani.
They stick together, the Armanis and the Romanis.
Do that. Yeah. Okay. Christy, hello.
How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What are you calling about?
Just wanted to shout out to Romani.
Oh, yeah. Good on you. Thanks, Christy. Is this your first shout out you've ever given?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And your best? because it felt pretty good from where I'm sitting. So congratulations and well done. Bickers.
Can we talk about something else?
Well, we've got a full board, of course.
Yeah, I just think it gets a bit repetitive, we might not
know what they're calling for.
Now, I think
we should check.
Yeah, well, it does say usually what they're calling for.
No, it doesn't. Look at these.
Can you just talk about something else?
Okay.
It says you're going to talk about something else in this break.
Yeah, because I got a listener come up to me in the street and he said, Tommy, I've got to talk to you about my and everybody else's third favourite segment that you do. I've got one for you. And so this is the first ever.
Romani's just text me. Oh, my God, do you want me to call in?
Did you just do a shout-out to Romani?
131060, baby, know the number.
Don't give her the hotline like you gave her last time. The board's full. Jesse, let's do this.
Yeah! Carrie and Tommy talk etymology. Etymology, yeah! It's a really cool segment, you'll just have to trust me. It's about where words come from, yeah! That doesn't sound cool, but trust us, you'll see. Yeah!
And now you're trying to find a message.
Do you want to do some more shout-outs to fill the time, bro?
Going through your phone.
No, because he spoke to me on the street. That's what I said.
Did he DM you or something?
Yep.
And now you can't find the DM.
Boss of the show asked me just beforehand, hey, do you need anything for this? I said, I've got it to my phone. Ooh, Bickers.
Still can't find.
Can you explain to the people what etymology is?
It's where words come from.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Wish Romani calls.
I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Come up trumps. Where do you reckon that comes from? You know, to come up trumps?
Ooh. Come up trumps. Mm. Well, would it be a Trump reference but older Trump? Like Ooh. The Trump father or grandfather or something?
It is a what do you think, Donnie?
I reckon it's to do with cards.
Do you?
A Trump card.
Oh.
What's a Trump card?
Like as in if you're playing a game where there's a Trump card? No, you don't know what I mean.
No.
Yes. Well, it probably is, but I reckon Trump card came from the same thing as this, which is it's a abbreviated version of triumph.
Oh.
Well
but
done.
Anyway, where's the DM the guy gave you?
I remember rough what he said. and I was going to shout out, if you're listening, to Romani, to the legend who sent me this, call in at any time to give Romani a shout out. You know, go the whole nine yards expression?
Yes.
Do you have any idea where that comes from?
Oh.
Jesse, you sound like you've got thoughts.
But the one I think is quite sad.
Oh, it's quite sad, yes.
Is
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to think it was about long jump or something.
Is it too sad to say?
Well, I don't know if I'm thinking the right one, but isn't it? There is
it's a military one.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know.
Okay.
Now I want to know what he was thinking.
So it's from back, I think it was World War One, when the ammo belt, that was the length of the ammo belt. And so to unload the whole length of the ammo belt was to go the whole nine yards. And so that was became the expression for like doing the whole thing, going the whole length.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff. 131060, give us a call. If you've got, you can just DM me, I remember them. give us a call.
What do you want calls on now?
The etymology of famous sayings.
Great.
Ronnie, have you got some etymology there?
No.
What were you calling for, Ronnie?
Romani, actually.
Oh, did you just want to do a shout out?
Shout, let it all out.
Amazing.
Romani's name is out and about.
Yeah. Come on. Talking to you. Come on. Good on you, Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie. but seriously, we need some calls about etymology. 131060, give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right around the country for your Wednesday afternoon.
We're doing this.
Yeah! Carrie and Tommy talk etymology. Etymology, yeah! It's a really cool segment, you'll just have to trust me. It's about where words come from, yeah! That doesn't sound cool, but trust us, you'll see. Yeah!
A fantastic listener who did not want to be named sent me a etymology about the whole nine yards,
yes,
and where that saying came from. And it was a thing in the army, a military thing, where that was a length of ammo. And so if they were to go the whole nine yards, they were going to use that whole bit of ammo.
Jesse was saying off air that the thing he thought it was about, the walk that prisoners did before execution, was the whole nine yards.
Jesse.
But I said, is that the Green Mile, or am I confusing things?
The Green Mile was a movie.
Yeah, but was that about... No.
I mean, it was. I don't think they talked about that. I don't know.
No.
Just
okay.
Really brought the tone down there.
Cherie, give us your saying and where it came from.
Hello?
Etymology.
You ask Cherie then.
G'day, Cherie.
Hi, Tommy. How you going?
Yes, I'm good. Can you give us your etymology, please, Cherie?
So when they say you've got Buckley's, he was the first convict to try to swim from Australia to Tasmania, and he didn't make it. So you got Buckley's.
You got chance.
Buckley's chance. That's amazing, Cherie. Good one. It's, how did you?
My
how did
pop
you...
always knew it. He always talked about it. And getting the sack. Do you know what that one is?
No.
So when you show up to a work site, you used to carry your tools with you, and if you weren't any good, they'd hand you your Hessian bag and say, "Off you go, buddy. You got the sack."
Oh my God,
and that's now what happens when you get fired, you get the sack.
Cherie, great stuff. Really good. Really good. Thank
Cherie,
you for getting involved.
Cherie, why wouldn't you talk to me at the beginning and only Tommy?
No, let's move on, I reckon. Love you, Cherie. Thank you for getting involved.
I told Cherie things were great.
G'day, Will.
Yeah, I've got an absolute pearler for you.
Yes, to tell me.
Yeah, I'd just like to give a massive shout out to Romani.
Thank you, Will. Thank you for getting involved. Good stuff.
Kirsty, give us your etymology.
Hello?
Hello, Kirsty.
Hi.
How are you?
All right. What are you doing, Will? So, hair of the dog that bit you?
Yes, I know it well.
Yes. Well, actually, in the medieval times, it was the cure for rabies. If you got bitten by a rabid dog, you had to then go and eat the hair of said dog in order to supposedly cure your rabies.
Did it work? No, obviously not. Obviously
well,
not.
Why not? I
can't believe I asked. Did it work?
But that's fascinating. How often do you have a hair of the dog?
As in the traditional sense,
no,
or a beard?
In the current sense.
Yes, current sense. Is it anything else? Like, do people, apart from beers or booze, is there anything else that's hair of the dog?
Like what?
I don't know. That's what I was asking you.
I don't know what you mean, though, by that.
Like if you've had too many creme caramels and then the next day you, like, want to have a bit of creme caramel. No?
Rick.
Okay.
Rick.
Hello.
G'day, Rick.
Shout out to Romani. And,
good man.
I've got an etymology here for you.
Go for it.
Freezing the balls off a brass monkey.
Yeah. Where's that come from?
According to, or apparently back in the days of the longships or the pirates that had the cannons on board, they used to store all the cannonballs onto these brackets that looked like a monkey's arm with a hand held in, and all the balls used to sit on these brass handles or like a cup type holder, and because they were made out of brass, in the summer they would expand, but in the winter they would contract. So when it got that cold, they would contract that much that the cannonballs would fall off the brass monkeys.
Because it would make the holsters smaller.
That's right. So when it got too cold, it would freeze the balls off that brass monkey.
Good on you, Rick. Great stuff. Because great segment.
Yeah, loved it.
Oh, she's got the real issue today.
I just don't know why she wouldn't talk to me.
What do you mean?
It's a caller.
Most of the others didn't either, mate.
But I didn't do anything.
We're on air.
I know. Carrie
and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Barry Bickmore and Tommy Little around the country for your Wednesday afternoon.
If you've been thinking, I haven't heard from Ed Sheeran in a while.
I have been thinking that.
You would be right.
Mm-hmm.
This Friday, he drops his first solo song in 4 years. I had no idea it'd been that long. We've had, like, his collaborations with Chance the Rapper, you know, Beautiful People, and some great tunes. His first solo song in 4 years, and he is joining us Friday afternoon for the show.
On our little old show.
Couldn't... He's a fabulous man. If you go onto his Insta, you can see he actually took a break from Insta for a while. We should talk to him about that. But if you go on his Insta, you can see him in his pink suit. He's dressed as a vampire. A little teaser for his new song that's coming out.
Couldn't get Miguel.
But can get Ed Sheeran.
Joining us on Friday. Not bad. Up next, Bickers.
Yeah.
Just stay tuned. I'll surprise you.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guess the news. What's the news? Guess the headline. Ain't got time.
I give you a little bit of the story. You've got to tell me the rest, Bickers. An emergency crew has made headlines. Why?
Why has the emergency crew on a plane?
No, they're not on a plane.
Are they emergency crew, like firefighters?
Yep, firefighters were called. All of the emergency services.
All of them?
Yep.
They've made headlines. What country are we in?
We are in Japan.
Oh,
great question.
In Japan. Mm-hmm.
We are actually in the city of Hachinohe, off Japan's northeast coast.
Okay.
Don't correct me on the pronunciation.
That hasn't helped me too much. So something they thought they were responding to a car crash?
No.
There was somebody that was about to, there was a cat dangling from a window up high.
No.
They needed to save it.
No, it is much more serious than
that. There was a kid dangling from a window.
No.
Is it something to do with up high, one of the tall high rises?
It's actually something to do with water.
Water?
Mm.
Okay, so was someone nearly drowning?
Great. You're a lot closer now.
A person or a person nearly drowning?
Great.
Yep.
Great.
Was it a child?
No. Stop trying to put a child in this. Why is that?
This would be quite horrible if it was a child.
Yes.
Was it an old person?
Nope.
Okay. Mm. Was it a person, something was floating in the water or were they swimming?
Mm-hmm. They were floating.
Floating.
Jesse, would you like to give, you obviously stumbled across this story. I don't want to know what you searched to find it.
Well, I think floating is quite apt because this thing wouldn't be, it would be quite difficult to submerge this thing.
Mm.
So is it alive?
What they assumed was that, oh no, that gives too much away, doesn't it?
Well, it was floating because it's...
Why would all the emergency crews be called?
Because they'd think someone was dead or
fantastic.
Drowning. Yeah.
And so if that is not the story, what do you think was
somebody
in the water?
It wasn't a real life person.
Right.
It's Japan. It was no.
I don't know. No, go for it. Yeah. I'm here. Biggest port of
It
co-host.
Was a inflatable, like, doll thing.
That is very correct. Well done. Naturally, they saw a woman, what appeared to be a nude woman, with a shocked expression on her face in the water. and not one, but two people called everyone and went, "You've got to come and rescue." And of course, that caused a crowd. And then actually,
how did she end up in the river?
I don't know. She refused to answer any of the questions.
Backstory.
And then when they were pulling it out of the of the water, their head fell off. So,
show me a pic. Can I see?
Thank God it wasn't a person.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that looks so. Oh, that's so full on.
Yes.
Even the bit where the head's off and it's being dragged up on the edge.
I know.
If you drove past, that would traumatize you for life.
Yes, because even when you know it's not a person, it's still quite.
They're so real. Is that what they look like? They're pretty real, aren't they?
She asked you.
Wow, I didn't know. I thought they'd be, anyway.
Does someone want a Christmas present? Is that what? Is this a
Disney
fishing? Wow, is this what these are like? These are actually pretty cool.
They have varied expressions.
No, it's shocked all the time.
Shocked
all the time. So on 13 1060, we'd love to know, when wasn't it an emergency? So when did you think it was?
Good idea.
And then you either got there or maybe you're the one that called this, and then you went, oh, hang on, it's just a... Yeah. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be that. That will really eliminate our calls. But when wasn't it an emergency? Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you Wednesday arvo, and on 13 1060, when wasn't it an emergency?
Coming off the back of a story in Japan.
It looks so real.
Where emergency crews got called for at what they thought was a woman drowning in the water.
Yeah, and it a body out to be floating in the water.
An inflatable doll with a shocked expression. G'day, Jin.
G'day, how are ya?
Yeah, great, thanks. When wasn't it an emergency?
Okay, so I used to be a policewoman, and we got called to a person's on premises. So this lady's come home from shopping. As she's walked in the door, she's heard a male whistle.
So we got
a 000 call, and so we've raced over there, lights and sirens. And so we've done the downstairs area, searched the downstairs area. While we're downstairs, we heard the man whistling as well. We heard him upstairs. So my partner and I have raced to the stairs. We've got our guns out, and we're both trying to fight to get to the upstairs together. So we played the registered numbers game, and I won. So I got to go first, and he was a bit annoyed. We searched the entire upstairs.
Is that what
upstairs.
Happens in those moments?
Yeah, my registered numbers, yep. We searched the entire upstairs area, apart from one room. We could still hear the whistling, and we're kind of gathering to this room going, it's coming from that room. We've walked into the room. There was nobody in there. We turned our backs because there was a cupboard. We've heard the whistle. We both turned white. We've opened the cupboard. No one there. It's whistled again. It was the computer screensaver. Her son had put a new screensaver on with this bloke whistling, and she was so embarrassed, and it's the one of the best stories we get to tell.
Jin, wasn't just her that should be embarrassed, Jin. I mean, you guys thought it was real too.
We thought it was real as well. Exactly. We heard the whistle. We both looked at each other and went, oh, my gosh, he's a psycho. He knows we're here and he's still whistling.
He's whistling. That's like Jin, a movie.
If that was me, I would have just shot the cupboard to pieces.
Well, that's why you're not a police officer,
that's one
mate.
Of the many reasons. Jin, I need to know, what is the, when you said your registered numbers, is that the number you get when you enter the force or something?
Yeah, it is. So you get given your number, that's your ID number for your entire force life. And
the lowest one gets to
die.
The lowest one gets to go up first. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because the lowest one's the most senior person.
Yeah,
and
right.
So if it's a good job, then you want to go in first. So I want to go up first because it was a good job.
Good on you, Jin. Thank you.
Georgia, when wasn't it an emergency?
Well, my mum was babysitting my eldest daughter when she was younger. She was about one or just over one, and she had one of these little chairs, like from the reject shop, and the actual cushion part of this mini chair squeaks, and it's just like a normal, like metal frame, and somehow my daughter manoeuvred into the seat and got stuck, like her stomach was on the cushion and her back was up and her legs were out the other way. Well, my mum's tried to get her out and she couldn't, so she called my father-in-law at the time, and he's in the CFA, and it makes me laugh every time. He ended up having to do a rescue call to come and get her out with bolt cutters, and on his way, my daughter kind of relaxed and she got herself out, so my mum had to call her and call off this big rescue call because she got out of the chair herself.
I'm confused at what your mum didn't try. Like, if just relaxing and getting out.
I have no idea. She didn't tell me until I'd come to pick up my daughter. She was too scared to call me and say that she had to ring the CFA.
With kids. Yes, you just panic and you just do the, you know. Yes.
Yeah. Good on you, Georgia.
Great job, Georgia. Shana, when wasn't it an emergency?
I had a message from my sister saying that she had found a severed finger in her garden bed.
Oh, my God.
And what did she do?
So my advice was put it in a Ziploc bag and take it to the police station. She took it down there and she handed it over and explained what had happened, and they took it out the back, you know, when they've got the blacked out window, so to get a second opinion, and all of a sudden she just heard this roar of laughter.
Oh, no.
And the poor constable had to walk out and tell her it was a chicken neck.
A chicken neck.
So she had to do the walk of shame with her chicken neck out.
They gave it back to her. Spinning the chicken neck?
I mean, I still feel sorry for the chicken involved. No.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And before we go any further, guys, just quickly, shout out to Romani.
Oh.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah, shout out to Romani.
13, 10, 60 if you'd like to do the same. Anytime.
One of my good mates.
Any place.
Bickers.
Yeah.
You know you have now shouted out Romani.
Yeah.
About 10 times.
Well, you've said all show, yes. Anyone can shout out to Romani.
I know, but don't
so
you think you've done enough?
No.
You've forced her to come on the show.
No one's forcing anybody to do anything except for you forcing our callers to do shout-outs to Romani.
I'm not forcing our callers.
And if you're listening thinking, who the hell is Romani? Yep, she's just a mate of mine and we're doing lots of shout-outs for
her. But that'll change. In a few weeks, no one will be thinking, who's Romani? Everyone will be like, Romani.
Our end goal, your end goal, is to get as many people from crazy locations, maybe from up in the snow, maybe over the loudspeaker at the supermarket.
Yeah, you know
maybe
how.
Maybe if you're at the service station, over the top speaker in the servo. Shout out to Romani.
Yeah. You know how we've been talking about how we've got Ed Sheeran on the show this Friday. Huge, right?
Yep.
Massive. Awesome. I can't wait till we get to the point where we go, hey, guess who we've got on the show this Friday? Romani.
I thought you were going to say we get Ed Sheeran do Romani a shout out.
That's a better idea.
That's a really good idea.
That's a better idea. Yeah. G'day, Bronte.
Hi.
Bronte, what are you calling for?
Oh, I'd like to just give a quick shout out to Romani.
Oh, sure. No worries. Yeah. What's your favourite thing about Romani?
Oh, she's got the best hair.
Yeah, I agree.
She actually does.
That's one of the things I just admire, like hair.
Yeah, I admire
She's got amazing hair.
Because don't get defensive.
No, I'm saying. Bronte's right.
But
she's
when you say she actually does, you insinuate then that Bronte doesn't know Romani.
But Bronte doesn't know Romani.
Yeah, but we can't all know Romani. G'day, Julia.
Hi.
Hey, Jules. What are you calling for, Jules?
Oh, I'm just here to give a shout-out to Romani from Orange, New South Wales.
Oh, good on you.
God, it reaches far, isn't it?
Is Orange famous for oranges, Julia?
It is not. No.
Okay. Worth a shot. Good on you, Julia. Thank you.
Great. What are we doing next?
Oh, hang on. Is Julia still there? Sorry. Julia, just one more question. What is Orange famous for?
Apples and cherries.
Well, that's
ridiculous.
That's Gary and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is the latest one from Tones and I. It's called Cloudy Day. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
I love that tune. I ran to it on the weekend and every time I put it on, it makes me feel good about the world.
Does it?
Yeah,
good
I love
on
it.
You. Would you ever just put it on repeat when you run?
Do you ever? I had five songs on the weekend and I listened to the same five songs for an hour.
Did you run for an hour because?
Yeah.
Good on
I
you, mate.
I know.
Really good. How far did you get?
Let's not focus on our
Good, just great stuff. Good work.
Very slow.
Hey, talking about sporting icons.
me?
Yeah, that's right. Wimbledon qualifiers are underway and...
I'm not bad at tennis, yep.
Yes, one of the famous ball kids. Is that what you say?
Yeah,
or do
girls.
We have to say ball adults?
I was a ball
girl. Or do we have
to say
ball person? Yep. You were a ball girl. Okay. That is one of the things that is giving Bernard Tomic the irrits at the moment. He had a win over Slovenia's Blaž Kavic. He won in 4-6, 6-4, 6-3. And he said that everything was annoying him. He said everything feels irritating at the moment. The wind, don't mind me speaking this, but the ball kids, everything.
Oh.
Yeah. And he strolled over
what
to do
What were
they
his, doing to him?
Just annoying him, mate. He strolled over to
he
do
looks
his interview.
Easily irritated, though.
Yes, he does. Doesn't he? Easily angered as well. And he asked if he had to put a shirt on for the interview. And should we quickly take Caesar because this might
Caesar
be about Wimbledon. G'day, Caesar.
Oh, g'day. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks. What did you want to add?
A bit of etymology about the name Romani.
Oh, of course. Where does Romani come from?
Because I'm a Romani gypsy.
Yes.
And so it's gypsy.
So
what does any of what you just said mean?
Are they gypsies from Rome? Is that what a Romani...
No. They're from Hungary, but they're called Romani gypsies.
Oh.
It feels like something I'm not allowed to say, Caesar. Am I accurate to be nervous about me saying that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay, good on you.
Great.
Good on you, Caesar. Thank you for getting involved.
Back to Wimbledon. No, not back to
Sorry,
Wimbledon.
I wanted to know.
Okay, what I love about Romani?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Just three things. One's her smile.
Yes.
Yep. And the other one is her breast.
Okay. Was that?
Breath, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I can't help.
What has happened? Can I get the show back?
When he said, nice smile, I was about to go, she's got a great smile. I'm glad I did it because then I would have had to say she's got a great smile. Which she does. Would have felt weird.
I can't believe. I wanted to go back to Caesar. The question I had, the bit of journalistic brilliance I had to ask him was what his favourite salad was.
Oh my God.
And we ended up down a hole. We ended up down the rabbit hole. Can we lift the tone of the show and get back to what I was talking about?
Yes.
Bernard Tomic has.
Everything's irritating
this,
him.
Yeah, and then he had this to say afterwards.
You must have thought that last game was never going to end.
Yeah, was tough. I was nervous. I couldn't really turn on my backhand side, and I kind of myself.
Apologies for that.
That's what I did when Caesar
started. So did I. Here's what we're going to do.
What are we doing?
We're just going to assume that.
No, we're not.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
I do know what you're going to say. I've worked with you for many, many years. Okay, you're going to ask for 13, 10, 60 when did yourself, and I don't think that's what we should take calls
on. Do you know what
on.
I was going to say?
And he doesn't, didn't do you know mean what that I was he actually pooed his pants.
Do you know what I was going to say?
What?
I was going to say, let's assume Caesar would have said his favourite salad was a Caesar salad. And then I was going to say, 13, 10, 60, does your name sound like your favourite thing to eat?
We're talking about Wimbledon and Bernard. There's too many things happening.
Well, it's because you filled the blanks and now fine. We're doing calls. And
no, we're not. We're not. And he didn't mean that. He just meant he got nervous. He himself. You know when you get really nervous? So not literal.
You know at Wimbledon as well because you're only allowed to wear white. So
that's true. That's true.
That's true.
That is true.
When were you wearing white? Yeah. Give us a call, 13 10 60.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon and on 13 10 60, does your name sound like the food you like and when did you shoot yourself?
Yeah, because I just wanted to do, after you spoke to Caesar, who we assumed famous salad, was his favourite salad was Caesar salad, and then you're like, when did you almost shoot
yourself? Bernard Tomic said that he almost himself playing on the court, which I actually think he just means he got very, very nervous.
And why are we doing calls on this?
Because before we went to air today, you said you wanted to take calls on when people pants, and that's what I thought you were doing. And I was saying it's a dumb thing to do.
You don't have to whisper poot.
Damn it.
Perfect timing.
But also, there was just a lot happening before.
Hang on, have a random go. Have it because okay. You say it and swear and see if Jesse hits it.
Okay.
Okay.
When did you? Oh, thank God I didn't because Jesse's so slow.
Sorry. Go again. Hey, go one more.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, have one more go. Have one more go. Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to quit?
Oh,
close.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm very
get
close.
A Cade.
Oh, no. How you doing, guys?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Which call topic are you calling for?
Oh, I shit myself.
Yeah, okay.
Damn it.
Okay.
What happened? What happened? What happened?
Sorry, guys. I had a pickup bike in the back and now deceased wife in the passenger seat. Driving home, the boys were farting in the back, and me being dad, the boys don't outdo me in anything. So I had a bit of an upset stomach at the time, so I should have known a bit better. I'm a bit older, so.
Pushed a bit too hard, Cade.
Oh, mate, I just looked at the wife, and she looked at me, and she goes, you didn't, did you?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was only two roundabouts from home, so.
It's, roundabouts from home. Okay. Good on you, Cade. Okay. What's Emily calling about? Hey, Em.
Hi, I didn't shit myself. I'm just calling to give a shout out to Romani.
Nearly got that one.
Romani's husband also did text me. I don't know whether I should read out what he said, but he wanted to confirm she does have great.
Okay. Woo-hoo. Okay. Okay. Good on you. Thank you, Emily, for getting involved.
Yeah.
G'day, Sam.
Hello.
Sam, which call topic are you calling for?
What name is goes with your favourite food?
Oh, Sam. So you must like Sam Boy chips.
No.
Okay. What? Oh, damn it. What is your favourite food?
Well, me and my partner are having a debate, and I said that I love sandwiches, and he said sandwiches isn't spelt like Sam, But I told him it sounds like Sam because it's sandwiches.
Yeah. I love it, Sam. Good stuff. Pickers. Pickers. You're not impressed.
I want to go home.
Well, don't.
I love Sam.
Yes.
And sandwiches.
Yes. Okay.
Sandwiches.
Well, there's no need to swear about it. Jesse, where's the thing?
Got it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Here's a little fun fact for you.
Oh, yes.
Actually, fun's probably the wrong use of the word.
Fun fact don't often go together.
An interesting thing that is happening in California.
Not, so hang on. It's not a fact either.
Well, it is a fact.
Here is an interesting lie.
It's real. In California, they're going to pay 100% of unpaid rent that lower income earners amassed during COVID-19. They're going to cover $2 billion in unpaid utility bills that people couldn't pay during the pandemic because half of America's homeless population live in California. They realize that. They realize there's literally no way that everyone's going to be get back on their feet and that California's going to get back on their feet unless they do this. How incredible is that?
Can I ask you a question that I don't expect to know the answer, but I'm genuinely interested. Are they doing this from a state level or from a federal level?
State.
I think they're doing it from a state level.
From a state level. Because it comes off the back of news then just the other day when Biden is wiping out millions of student debts across the country as well.
Oh,
God. Mm. Should we move to America?
No.
No.
No. No. Good.
No. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You might know him from X Factor, Home and Away, Cleo Bachelor of the Year a few years ago, or from his courageous journey fighting brain cancer. He is Johnny Ruffo, and he joined us now on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
We've got lots to talk to you about. Yeah. First of all, can we talk about your new single, Let's Get Lost? We've got a bit of it here.
Let's get lost on the wheels into the sunset. That's something we ain't done yet. Come on, come on.
It's a cracker. Watched the film clip last night. What's it all about?
It's just about, you know, packing the car up and getting out of here, sort of forgetting life for just a moment and a while and sort of getting out of there. And it's kind of loosely related to myself, I suppose, and I guess other people as well going through similar situations, whether it be, you know, for me in particular, it's brain cancer and just having to go through the whole rigmarole of chemotherapy. You know, you go to the hospital and you kind of get tired of all that, but for other people it might be stresses of work or anything else, but you know, you just want to sort of get away from that. Sometimes you just want to get away from life and the stresses of it all. So it's kind of about that, backing your car up and just get out there on the road and see the world.
Now, Johnny, I love the sentiment and they're lovely words, but when I pack the car up, one of the last things I want to do is get lost. Particularly if I'm with my, at the time, partner, because I find tensions get pretty high.
Obviously, who's driving in this scenario?
Mate, I'm driving, I'm getting yelled at, I'm multitasking. Do you have a different experience of getting lost with your partner than I do?
Well, I can only assume you don't own a mobile phone and a sat-nav with Google Maps on it. Don't let somebody else tell you where to go. You put your phone up there. You just got to put your phone on the dash or have a phone holster and just put in the destination and it tells you where to go.
Me and any future girlfriends I have are very thankful for
you. Are you currently not... in relationship?
I'm good currently... question, Johnny.
You're like the old me.
No, I'm currently not in a relationship. That is correct. Yeah.
Nice. So several then. You've got several women on the go.
No. I did think of Tommy
when I was reading one of your quotes from your story you did on the news the other night where you said, I think I was a bit of a scoundrel in my younger days.
No, what Lynn said.
Oh, is that what? Oh, that's what Lynn said about you.
That's what Lynn McGrain just said. I was a scoundrel.
You weren't a scoundrel?
That was good. I think more of a mongrel. Oh, what's the difference between a scoundrel and a mongrel?
I was just about to ask you what the difference between
a scoundrel is a little more polite.
I just
like
know
a polite mongrel.
You can't have a semi-scoundrel.
Oh, okay.
No, scoundrel's a polite mongrel, isn't it?
Maybe.
Like, I'll pay for all of dinner tonight. Fine, Jesus Christ.
Johnny, I follow you on Instagram, and one thing that I find constantly adorable about your Instagram is you and your girlfriend, Tani. She's always on there, and how important has she been through all your ups and downs?
Oh, very important. She's been incredible. I'm amazing. She's been, you know, she's dropped me off at all my appointments, and no, I'm kidding. She's been amazing. She's, lucky. You guys only go out in Melbourne, right?
Mate, we're a national show.
Oh,
mate.
No, I'm in big trouble now. Well, no, she's actually been amazing. Sorry, I need to take that back. I mean, she's at work at the moment, so she won't hear this. But
a bad word to put in there, Johnny.
I'm
you meant
in
to say
so much trouble.
She's been amazing. Not she's she actually been
incredible.
Johnny, we've got so much more to chat to you, mate, about. Can you please stick around?
Yes.
That's definitive, and I like it.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon, and we are still joined by Johnny Ruffo, and we're talking to him about his journey with brain cancer over the last few years and just how tough it's been.
Johnny, I spent time with you a few years ago, and one of the things that stood out for me, your sense of humour throughout all of it, and the nurses, we went through the ward where you were and went and saw where you have your radiation and stuff, and they were all joking with you and laughing with you. But through all of it, even though there was the joke there, it was very clear through your eyes, but also in the things you were saying, of the immense fear that you had, because what the journey you were about to begin was one freaking enormous hill mountain that you were taking on. A few years on now, how are things going?
You know, it is very scary, and I do use humour as a huge coping mechanism, but it's incredibly scary because you just don't know. Oh, you don't know when or what. You know, tomorrow could be my last day. So you have to sort of treat every day as if it's your last, you know, enjoy every moment and just love every moment you spend with every person, thoroughly enjoy it and cherish it as much as you can, because you don't know when it's going to be your last. So every time Tani goes to work, I always say, you know, love you, babe, drive safe,
aww,
so on and so forth, so forth, because you don't know when it's going to be the last, you know, whether it be, you know, I could have a seizure and nobody be there to help me, and she might come home one day, touch wood that this never happens, and you know, I may have had a seizure the second she walked out the door, and I could have been there all day. Not to make the show sound very morbid, but
no, it's the reality. It's not morbid at all. It's life, and so many people would understand that.
It's been an interesting time for you as an artist, because you've not only gone through a huge phase in life, literally just in terms of growing up in the spotlight, but also going through something life-threatening and life-changing at the same time.
In the spotlight, yeah.
How's it changed the music you want to make?
Absolutely. I nearly got in trouble last time I was on the project with you guys for saying something. I think you mentioned it to me, Tommy, afterwards. So I'm not writing songs anymore about getting girls, except I didn't use the word girls. is that why you haven't had me back on anymore?
We'll have you anytime.
I said, I'll never get back on TV again after that. No, but yeah, I don't write. I mean, obviously I've got a girlfriend now anyway, so that also changes the certain songs you write. But absolutely, it changes your whole perspective on life, you know. Your whole outlook changes, and you just want to write. I think you write about your experiences, and I think that's everyone can sort of, you know, can confess to that. You write what you know, and I guess now I know what it's like to nearly lose your life and to nearly lose everything. Mm-hmm. So
speaking of you talking about that nearly losing your life, you've spoken about how when the cancer came back, you had started forgetting things, including lyrics to songs, and you had 11 seizures in 4 days. And, you know, that Tani was saying that you were semi-conscious for like 9 days. It's so scary for you. But in terms of your prognosis at the moment, I understand that you've received some good news. Is that right?
We did definitely receive some great news. So there was a little, we were sort of scared that the tumour may have spread to my spine at one point.
Right.
That it hadn't spread to my spine. And also that the tumours that I currently have are stable, which is excellent news.
Absolutely.
You know, they're still there, so I still have to do chemotherapy. And we're still going for regular checkups to make sure that they remain stable, they don't spread, and all the rest of it. But the fact that they're stable and the fact that it hasn't spread, it hasn't metastasized and moved anywhere else, is amazing news. So to me, that's, you know, incredible.
Yeah, but, absolutely, Johnny.
Yeah, so we're still going through the whole process of doing chemotherapy, and it is quite tedious, and it takes a lot out of you, but, you know, you do it. You got to find a reason to fight. You know, you're just constantly fighting, but you always have to find a reason to fight. And I said to Tani before we started filming, because she was a little, she wasn't quite sure whether she wanted to do the show. And she's like, oh, babe, I don't know if I want to let the cameras in. It's very personal. And she's quite a private person, as am I for the most part. But she ended up saying, okay, let's do it. And I just said, look, babe, if we can get that one person, if we can reach out to one person and help just that one person, and help them, you know, find that little bit of extra fight or that reason to just keep moving and keep kicking on, and then that's a win. That's a huge win for us. That's all our goals of, you know, we've sort of achieved that goal. So, and we've already had people reach out to us and say, thank you so much for doing this, because, you know, I've really been struggling with my treatment, and seeing you and seeing that there's other people out there going through the same thing has really helped me. So we've kind of achieved what we set out to do in that respect.
Well, we love you here, Johnny. Your new single, Let's Get Lost, is out now. Make sure you get around it. It's always a pleasure. Johnny Ruffo, thank you, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, and there's still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
Jesse, you're forgetting the biggest news ever, mate.
Oh, sorry.
How big a star
does it have to be?
Have on the show before
Jesse mentioned
that monotone voice. I thought we were talking about etymology, guys. I'm so sorry.
No, etymology's still to come, but we're talking.
We are talking about
Ed. Yes, Friday, we are joined on this show by Ed Sheeran. You could clap, Jesse.
Where
are you, mate?
You've got a whole...
So sorry, mate.
You've got a whole...
Usually Bickers does these little...
Sorry. He's joining us for the afternoon. We can't wait. We've got so much to chat to him about. I'm not going to tell you all the questions I'm going to ask him now, because that would bore you all, but you can tune in Friday and hear them.
Unlike you, I'm going to list my questions. I've not prepared them yet.
Show me what you're going to ask. Give me a piece of paper so I can see.
No, okay.
Just the top one. I want to see what the first question is you're going to ask. No, you can't ask that.
Okay. I'll
just ask that.
Can I not?
That was a joke question, was it?
What do you mean? Why? Is that more offensive than the question I asked your mum? Hey, anyway, it's time to play this.
He asked my mum how much
the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The prize in the time game jackpots by $100 weekly. But after 34 games of the time game, it still hasn't gone off. So to give you a helping hand, we're going to show you exactly how long 5 seconds is. Here we go.
Shout out to Romani.
Now the time game should definitely go off. Today, the jackpot is up to
$3,400.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
131060 is the number. Let's give this money away.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home around Australia, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time for mine, banana for fine, fee fine for mine. Time game.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
$3,400 buckaroonies, Bickers.
It's getting up there, isn't it?
Isn't it? Who you got?
Sheridan, how are you feeling about almost $3,500 on the line?
Pretty bloody good.
Yeah, Sheridan, Bickers has said if anyone does win today, she'll round it out to an even $3,500.
Oh, winning.
Yep. Yep, I said that. Did I?
You said it real
yes,
quietly.
Yes, great. Sheridan, are you ready to play?
Okay.
Jesse's going to say start, then you stop at 5 seconds. Handing over to Jesse now.
Start.
Yep, stop.
Oh, that felt good.
Yep, stop. It felt right
that felt
on
really
for me.
Good. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
when we took, park,
what I liked about this game is we don't take ourselves too by the book, because Sheridan actually said, yep, stop, And we, I assume we stopped on the yep.
Yeah.
Did we just?
Yeah, we take the first noise. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. But do
thank the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank
preferably
the Lord.
Say style. Yeah.
And yep. Yeah. What was it, Jess?
4.94.
Oh! Which means if we
you
gone on.
You did not give that enough, Jesse. That was, oh my gosh. That was almost 5 seconds. Oh,
Sheridan, I reckon if we'd gone on.
Mate, don't stop. Do this. Don't do this.
You know the rules. Oh, well done, Sheridan. So close. Call back next week. You're good at this.
She's gone. G'day, Zane.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. You've heard how it works. I'm going to hand it over to Jesse. Best of luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Start.
Stop.
Mm. Again, felt good. Felt real good.
Felt really good. I feel like we've gone just the same, but over on the other side. Zane, how do you feel?
Oh, I've been going off my blinking hazard lights, so hopefully I was close.
Hazard lights.
Blink every second.
Well, I guess we're about to find out.
5.
Oh.
0.24.
Oh, better get those hazard lights checked, Zane.
Chrissy, I'm going to hand you over to Jesse. He's going to say start. You say stop at 5 seconds.
Hey, Jesse.
Start.
Stop.
Again. They're up today. I'm loving them all.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Tommy. What was it?
I'll just tell you what I'm seeing, Chrissy. And I've never seen it. I've never seen it before in this game. This is now the 34th time we're playing it. Jesse,
I've been hanging to play for so long.
Jesse looks frazzled and he reached over.
He's just stood up.
I know. And he reached over to another screen.
Which he never touches.
And started clicking buttons, which makes me think.
He needed the winner sound effect.
That's all I'm saying. It's got to be close.
I know. I thought.
Got to be close.
5.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Points.
Uh-oh.
2-2.
Oh. Why did you go over and play other computer?
It's a phone box. Box. Good on you. Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you. I'm sorry to get you hopes
up. Sit down,
that.
Jesse.
That
God, you got us all excited.
Oh, God. Okay. G'day, Kerry.
Hi. How are you guys?
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you. Kerry, how do you spell your name? Is it K-E-R-R-Y?
I-E.
Oh. That is not going to bode well for this competition, Kerry, but good luck all the same. Maybe you'll buck the trend and maybe it won't be someone with 5 letters that wins it. So good luck.
Start.
Okay.
Hold on. Start again. Start again. Okay, you spoke at the same time. Okay, we're going to give Kerry the best possible chance.
We do.
Start.
Stop.
Nah, way too long. Sorry, Kerry. It's the 6-letter thing. Were you in the sixes? Was it in the sixes?
5.94.
Oh, yeah. One more before we go. Should we go to Gail? Gail, you ready to play? Are you ready to play, Gail?
I am ready.
Okay.
Can I just do a quick shout-out to Romani, please?
Of course.
Hey, Romani.
Gail, did you want to play as well, Gail? Because there is $3,400 on the line here.
Oh, wow. Yes, please. Okay. I'm ready. I'm keen.
Okay, just say stop when you think 5 seconds is up.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Bugger me, Gail. That felt
good. Oh, Jesse looks stressed.
Gail, that felt good. Did that feel good to you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
oh.
I have my technique.
Oh, my God. He's put the tension music underneath.
What's your technique, Gail?
Oh, 1001, 1002, 1003.
So imagine, simple, but no one's done it.
Imagine if Romani got a shout out in
by the winner.
Winning
by the
time
winner.
Game person.
Guys, 5.
Yep.
Point.
Yep.
0.
Yep.
Okay, hang on. Just before we hear this, Gail, I need to let you know. Okay, we'll just do it.
8.
Oh, so close, Gail. Better luck next week.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.